ceasing. Now, there are lots of Bible verses, and I know there's one on prayer that says, you know, do not be anxious. Before, and I'm like, I still get anxious, so I'll just stick with prayer without ceasing. That one's awesome. And it was interesting, I wasn't here at the last meeting because I had the opportunity to go to a conference for Operation Christmas Child. I was with 3,000 volunteers from around the world. It was basically a missions conference. It was so exciting to meet the people who are out in the field delivering these shoe boxes and sharing the Lord with the children. And the reason I bring that up is the one message I came back with, besides their sincere thank you to everyone who packs boxes, is the power of prayer. Like, no one says, oh, you had such a cute little shoebox, and we have such prowess in our teaching skills that you should see what we're doing for God. Mm-hmm. That wasn't it. It was biblical proportion miracles stories that some other time I can share with you of what is happening, and they dedicate everything to the power of prayer. I mean, those shoeboxes alone, they're getting, we've got Hindu priests, Islamic priests, witchcraft doctors, gorillas, asking for shoeboxes to be distributed in their communities. Wow. That's the power of God. But let's bring it down to us as moms. I think if your child's concept, or if you were raised that your concept of prayer is, you know, Johnny Appleseed three times a day and the Lord's Prayer at the end of the night, that could be okay. To me, that's kind of religion. Did I do it? This is an infinitive verb. This is relationship. And that's what we want for ourselves, and that's what we want to be sharing with our children. The more we are praying with the Lord, the more we are inviting Him into our life, the more we're asking Him to keep us in check, the stronger our relationship is that we're building. And we're modeling for our children what they should be desiring in their life. My dad used to say, you know, as a parent, your job is to work yourself out of a job. Principles for Parents seminar says it a lot better. Your job is to take your children from complete dependence on you to complete dependence on the Lord. Yeah. And that's, again, through the power of prayer. Mm-hmm. So how do we do this as moms? So you probably all are praying with your children, but some little tools, sometimes kids are like, you know, how do you get them to open up and pray? These are some tried and true methods. One is the ACTS acronym, A-C-T-S, and they're big words, but they're ones your kids know or can learn. So adoration, confession, thanksgiving, supplication. It gets you out of the gimmies type of prayer, because let's all, and riding in a car, I think, is great. Everybody's faces forward, captive audience, and you can just make it fun. Adoration, how are we, you know, find something to say thank you to God, or, you know, what do you love about God? Do you love the spring flowers? Do you love, you know, seeing grandma this weekend? What is something about Him, His character? Confession, teaching them early on confession and repentance, and modeling that with yourself. Like, any time is a good time to pray. Anytime you mess up and you lose your temper, that's a good time to pray. And it shows them, you know, short accounts. Thanksgiving, generating a thankful heart, and supplication, which would be intercessory prayer for others. You can do popcorn prayers, just again, the car, the table, whatever. Just pray, little things, a sentence at a time. It doesn't have to be intimidating for a child. And finally, as you're walking to the playground or over to a friend's house, a prayer walk. You don't need to know who your neighbor is, but you can still be praying for your neighbor. And if your neighborhood is like mine, you've got the nations in your neighborhood. And so it's another way to give them a missions mindset. So, thank you.
Supplication.